Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Philip Boucher Hayes in for Brendan this morning. So we're nearly 5 hours into this orange weather warning for Storm Kathleen. 10,000 homes without power, trains to and from Houston station significantly delayed. Several Dublin Airport flights have been cancelled. All Aer Lingus flights to and from Belfast City Airport have been cancelled as well. Let's get an update from Joanna Donnelly at Met Éireann. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning. Yep, still morning.
It's still morning, just about.
It's been a long day so far.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. What is the latest on Kathleen? Where is she and where is she going?
The storm is approximately 250 nautical miles west of Rathon Point. So there's two low pressure centres out there and the wind goes anti-clockwise around low pressure. So that puts us in that southerly wind and it's going to continue to track slowly. It's not a fast moving storm. So this is going on for a while now. It'll continue to track slowly northwards over the next 24 hours too, keeping those strong southerly winds over us. So the orange level warning goes out until this afternoon, this evening, but we're extending that yellow level warning out through to tomorrow in parts of the west because, as I say, this is a slow moving storm, so those winds are going to persist.
It seems to be mostly windy and not that wet, which kind of goes against the run of recent weather. What's happened there?
Low pressure, the heaviest of the rain for any area of low pressure is to the north and west of the centre of the low. The strongest of the winds are to the south of the area of low pressure. So that means that most of the heaviest of the rain will be out into the Atlantic, thankfully. We had the rain, the associated rain fronts went through overnight last night and early this morning. We're going to have showers today. The grounds are very, very saturated, so any amount of water falling from the sky is going to possibly have impacts. And we've got the coastal flooding. The coastal flooding is caused by a different thing. So we still have an awful lot of water to contend with at the same time.
Yeah, what is causing the coastal flooding? Is it wave overtopping?
Yeah, so there's a few things in play at the moment. There's spring tides, there's low pressure. So when the pressure falls, it causes the water to rise. That's just the laws of physics there. So we have that, the two of those factors, and then we have the third factor, which is the onshore wind. So the wind then is driving the top layer of water up on top of the coast. So we've three things going on at the same time, and that's why the coastal areas are really quite dangerous at the moment with those very strong waves. And then there can be, you know, those phenomenal raids, the odd waves that come, you know, you've got the periodic waves and then you've got randomly a very big wave. So we've got all of those issues going on at the coast.
So stay away from your promenade walks and do not be that person who thinks that it's okay to go for a swim or go surfing and inevitably end up calling on the services of the emergency services. Actually, while we're doing this, can you explain what it is that the advice that goes along with a status orange wind warning? What should we not be doing?
What you just said there.
What else? I mean, should we not be driving in high-sided vehicles on an orange wind warning?
You know, the gusts this morning up to 110 kilometres per hour, they're gusts of winds. And there's a strong mean wind as well. And, you know, wind funnels around corners and around big buildings. You might be walking along thinking you're fine. Or cycling, because I'm a cyclist myself, and I'm finding I'm cycling along and suddenly pass a junction and the wheel would nearly go out from under you. Those are the gusts and the funneling of the winds. High-sided vehicles, as you say. But for the ordinary person out there, I mean, Theresa Mannion couldn't have said it any better, and she did, and it stuck in our minds. Don't make unnecessary journeys. It's dangerous out there. An orange level warning says infrequent dangerous conditions, okay? So that means it's dangerous. It can be dangerous at times. If you don't need to go to the park this afternoon, just stay at home. If you don't need to go visiting, go shopping, go wherever it is that you usually go on a Saturday afternoon, if you don't need to go, just ride it out. Ride out the next few hours and stay safe.
And if it's red, just don't go, even if you need to?
Red, we only issue red level warnings when we feel that it's an extensive area and an extensive period of time and it's extremely dangerous. And those red level warnings, and you know, we got a little bit used to it when being told not to go out. during COVID. So we just know, don't go out. Don't go out. And red level warnings are usually only for a short period of time, a few hours. Just stay at home.
Would that it were the case that we could flatten the storm by staying at home, but obviously we can't. And nobody can have done the attribution science on this one yet, assessing how much more likely it is to be wet or violent by climate change. But more generally, Joanna, are these storms being turbocharged by global warming?
Well, it's the attribution science, by the way, is really speeding up. So it won't be very long before we'll be able to say how much more likely this storm would have been this year due to climate change or global, the heat, the extra heat that we have in the globe currently. So climate change, we have to understand, is happening. It's not something that is going to happen. So I think we get confused a lot by the statistics or the headlines in the newspapers that say by 2050, by 2040, by 2030, this is what's happening. So we have to understand that the climate has changed. The heat has gone up. We've broken records every year for the last, I don't even know how, I'm losing track. Every year since the turn of the century, there's been a new record broken. So in the long-term climate averages. So last year we had, I think it was the wettest July on average in the long-term averages last year. But we also had, I think, the hottest August or the warmest June just the year before. So it's like every year we're breaking more and more and more records. Most of what we're looking at is extra heat in the atmosphere, in the globe. The air, as we know, is made up, I'm not going to go all scientific, but we all know it's made up of mostly nitrogen, lots of oxygen, a little bit of carbon dioxide, and a tiny amount of water vapor. Now, it is a tiny percentage, but there's an awful lot of air. So air holds more moisture when it's warmer. So if the air is warmer, that even tiny amount of percentage of water vapor is going to increase. And when there's more water vapor in the air, then they get more rain. That's more water there to fall out of the sky on top of us. So that's, I mean, in the balance of the whole Earth and all of its atmosphere, there's a balance of water, but it's changing state. We've got the ice caps melting, adding more water. We've got more water evaporating out of the oceans and into the atmosphere. Indeed. So it's changing. And that's the thing we have to emphasize. There's a change afoot.
This is no longer a problem to be thinking about in terms of 2100. It is here now. Joanna Donnelly, Met Aaron, thank you very much.